Sing it out. This is our destiny. The battle's already won. Make it loud. We're giving everything. And by the cross we've overcome.
Hello and welcome to the Home Bible Study Podcast. Thank you for joining us again as we embark on a new study. Maybe you've noticed on the little graphic that I have put on the recording that we've started a new study, and that new study is going to be the book of Job. Now, in this brief introduction, I'm going to attempt to get you excited about the book of Job. That may be somewhat of a challenge because Job is such a familiar story. Many, many people know about this or have some knowledge of this story. It's just, it's very well known. And so sometimes when you think you know something, you tend to not really get to know it. So that's kind of how I approached this. I went in thinking that I knew this story, but as I began to study, I found out that there were things in this account that I really did not know about. And it opened my eyes to see more about God, more about the Lord Jesus Christ, more about his plan, his purpose. And I am excited to share these things with you. So in this introduction, I'm just going to go over a few of the things that you can look forward to learning as we go through this together. So I'm hoping that by doing that, it's going to spur on your excitement to study this with me. And, you know, that's kind of my goal, because I am thrilled. I am super excited to get into this. It's probably, and I was telling someone this today, a young lady, Tanisha, that I met, that this is probably one of the most difficult books that I've ever studied. And I had no idea it was going to be this challenging. I usually go into these studies with some background knowledge, some basic understanding, and then I just study to see what the Lord shows me in each one of these studies that I do on my own and that we do together on the podcast. But this time I was really taken back by the gravity, the scope, the scale of this book. And so hopefully some of that will be captured in our study together. So just to go over a few points about it, and before I get in too deep into this introduction, I also want to announce that I now have a Home Bible Study Podcast YouTube channel. Please go to that channel. I've posted the lessons there. The good thing about that it's going to allow me to do is that I can post like graphic material to help support what we're studying, that you can kind of look at, you can download, and it'll help you maybe for those more visual learners to be able to see some of these things in a graphic type way. So I plan to utilize the channel and its tools as much as possible. Just be patient with me as I learn and navigate this new medium. But all of the lessons are posted on the channel as well. So some people, it's just easier for them to access YouTube. And if that's the case, the lessons are there. So please like, subscribe, all the stuff they tell you to do on the YouTube channel. And maybe that'd be a way for us to interact with one another. So back to Job. So back to the introduction. So let's talk a little about Job and some of the things, not only important facts about this book, but also just kind of an overview of some of the things we're going to be studying together in the book, that just to kind of whet your appetite and to kind of get you as excited as I am. So, first of all, we have to understand that Job is the oldest biblical account that we have. Now, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, starts from Genesis as creation and goes on through. That's the beginning of everything, right? The beginning of God's creation. And so, yeah, that's all the way back, right? Adam and Eve. But before that was written by Moses, who came along several years later, they had the book of Job. This was the biblical account. This was the only biblical record that we know of that existed at that time. The only inspired biblical record. There was lots of other writings. There's a book of Enoch. There's a lot of writings, but this is the only one that made it into the canon of scripture. So it means it's without error. Those other books, other accounts had error in them. So this is the one without error. So this is the oldest biblical account that we have. So keep that in mind that when you study things that are from that far back, to me, I look at it as time travel. We get to immerse ourselves into the culture, the things that were important, the things that were valued. Those things come out in the writing. So we kind of get to teleport back in time so that we can exist the way they existed. And if we don't purposely do that, we will miss a lot of what is being shared in the book of Job. We'll miss out on how things were then and how they're different now. And if we don't keep that in consideration, you know, sometimes we'll miss things. So we got to be very purposeful. And we're going to be purposeful in that study and to place ourselves in the kind of in Job's shoes. And the good thing is that even though it was a different time, God is the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we have God as our anchor. We have his person, his characteristics, his attributes as our anchor. And it allows us to see his faithfulness expressed in that time. So that's something that we're going to look at. Also, we have to consider that the time that Job lived, I mentioned is the oldest book in the Bible. He probably lived towards the end of the life of Adam, or very near or shortly after Adam had died. So he had access, as well as other people, to the account of Adam. And we have to keep that in mind, that the instruction, the knowledge about God was translated from Adam through his descendancy. And so there was a different time, a time that is very different from the one we live in. Another thing about Job that I find incredibly interesting is how that it reveals more about God and his purpose for man, his overall purpose for man, than any other book. And I was shocked to find that out, how much Job reveals about God and about heaven and about the things associated with God in heaven and man. And just, it was amazing to see that. And hopefully we'll together see more of that when we study. So Job reveals several things about God, his purpose in several areas. Just to name a few, his purpose in trials, his purpose in Satan's existence, his purpose in sustaining grace, you know, his purpose in his revelation of his patience. We also see examples of godly leadership and accountability all the way back here. Anytime you're dealing with God, anytime anyone deals with God, the terms don't change. The terms in which we interact with the Lord Jesus Christ do not change. Those terms stay the same. What changes is our access. Our ability to get closer and closer to Jesus changes. Yes, but the terms of engagement never do. He's very consistent. He is bound by his nature, his holiness, his righteousness. And we see that in his interaction and in his revelation of God throughout the scripture. And the very first account is no different. And we also see the purpose of God in the actions of Satan. We see, you know, his goals, you know, and his role in creation. A lot of that's revealed right here in Job. You know, there's several other places that we have accounts of, you know, satanic activity and, you know, the five eye wills of Satan and the things that we can learn about his personality. But I feel like Job reveals more about who he is, his activity, his plans and purposes, and how he interacts in creation. And he, again, he's consistent. You know, he uses the same methods because they are very effective. And we're going to see those methods being used in this account. And hopefully when we see this, we'll learn and be able to identify when those same things are used against us in our walk. And it'll make us a stronger, more vigilant believers. That's definitely the goal. We're going to see Satan here as a dragon. And we're also going to see a fire-breathing dragon just unleashing all that he wants on the world. And we're also going to see him as a serpent, very cunning serpent. So ultimately, to me, if I had to sum up what this book was about, and that's very difficult because it has so many layers, it's very difficult to just sum it up into one morsel. But ultimately, I believe this is a story of mankind. It's not just a story of Job. It's a story of man on trial before heaven. And you can see Satan as the prosecution against man. Well, we know he's the accuser, right? And Jesus as a defense. And it's very clear that that's a key part of this revelation here, this book of Job. Satan gives kind of his summation of who and what he believes man is. And then he uses every tool he has to prove his argument. Jesus, on the other hand, relies only on grace. That's all he relies on to counter Satan's argument. And Job is the, you know, you can look at it a couple of ways. A lot of people look at Job as very unfortunate. You know, he had those trials. He went through some very hard things, but then it ended up well. But I see Job as being very blessed in that God chose him to be the representative of mankind in this great debate. And it says a lot about Job that the Lord had his eye on him and would present him this way. That was what Job was called for. Job didn't know that, you know. Job had no idea that that was his purpose in being created and that he was going to represent mankind this way and have to suffer. But that's the way. That's what the Lord's will was. And we had another one. We know of someone else, the Lord Jesus himself, who suffered, who was set aside for that purpose to suffer. He's a suffering servant. And so Job is kind of just a preamble to what was going to happen with the Lord Jesus. And we can see a lot of contrast there. So from Job's perspective, though, things look very different. He doesn't know about what's going on in heaven. He doesn't know all of this stuff that's happening. He just knows what's happening to him. So things look very different from him. And Job reveals very candidly his feelings, you know, how he feels regarding this matter, and he reveals them to his friends. There's three of them that we meet initially. And forgive me if I don't say these names correctly. We have Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, which probably sound really weird to us now, thousands of years after these people lived. But, you know, they probably think some of our names would be kind of strange. So we'll have to remember that we're back in their time. And so we're going to accept those names as common. But there's also a fourth individual that we're going to be introduced to, Elihu. And he comes on towards the end. And he comes on, I think, when Job needs him the most. And that's the way the Lord works. He will always provide everything needed to get through a trial. It may not be when you want it, but it's always going to, that help is going to come exactly when it's needed. And God has all of this within his purpose and his plan. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that these things that I've shared with you have gotten you, you know, excited about studying this book. It's going to be very challenging. There are some concepts here that on the surface seem one way, but when you look deeper, you see there's other things. So we're going to try to bring that out. We're going to try to capture as much of that as possible. I'm not going to promise you anything. I'm going to do my very best. Like I said, this is a very challenging book for me, but I'm going to be prayerful, and I pray you would be praying for me that we together will uncover what the Lord wants us to see in this study. And I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. And please don't hesitate to leave comments to let me know if I was successful in getting you excited. I'd like to know. And even if you don't want to leave any comments, please be sure to follow along. Don't hesitate to share the YouTube channel with others. There's other lessons and studies there that I think would be very beneficial for anyone, any age, to study along with us. And again, it may be another way for us to interact and to engage one another on that format. So that's our introduction to Job. The next recording that you will be listening to will be us diving into chapter one. And we'll just take it line by line and see kind of where this goes. The outline has been pretty easy so far. There are some areas where it gets a little challenging, but I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible so that all of us can be able to glean whatever the Lord has for us. So with that said, I'm going to close in prayer. Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy to us to give us these accounts. I pray, Father, that you would guide us through your word. Give us the grace needed for understanding. Give me grace to be able to share whatever it is that you would like for us to learn from this together. There's always so much more to these lessons than I ever expect, but I'm just looking to you in excitement for what you have to reveal to us. We thank you so much for your grace and for your provision of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.